In Module 4, we're talking about how to replace text with graphics. And as we talked about in the pitfalls of PowerPoint, I'm sure you know from your own experience, overwhelming text can be very annoying and distracting during a presentation. So we'll talk about two ways to convert some text to graphics. One is to use SmartArt or other graphics capabilities in whatever software package you're using. And the other is to collect relevant clip art or photos. Here's a good example. Lots of good information here, I'm sure. And perhaps this is appropriate for a standalone document that I referenced in the introduction to this course. But this is far too much information to digest and read on a PowerPoint slide. So if you'd like, you can pause this video and see if you can think about ways to reduce or at least group the text in this slide. Here's my take on that slide. I think much of the information could be categorized into these three groups. Implement sustainable purchasing policies, review current purchasing practices, and encourage and recognize partners' sustainable practices. I've done a little editing, but primarily the text is the same, and now it's a little more digestible because it's grouped into these categories. However, it's not great. There's still a lot of text to read. And if I were giving an oral presentation with this just as support, which is what we're talking about here, it's really too much for my audiences to try to read. So instead, I could do something like this. And this is an example of SmartArt from PowerPoint. And I've just included the main categories. And now I can give you examples under each of these three topics. I can also, of course, give you a handout. Not everything has to be in the PowerPoint slide itself. So that's one example of using SmartArt. If we go back to my ice cream shop example, we've used very nice clip art here, and that's appropriate for my ice cream shop, I think. I might also use these beautiful photographs. Doesn't that look great? And if it's an ice cream store, I think that might entice you. And you can see there's very little text on these slides. We are seeing this trend in PowerPoint, where you'll see mostly graphics and minimal text. You need to be a strong presenter, I believe, in order to pull that off. And you also need beautiful graphics that are relevant to your point. But it can make for an effective presentation. I would also encourage choosing one or the other. A mix of clip art and photographs doesn't always work, and I would always recommend choosing graphics that convey your message and seem appropriate to the topic instead of detract from it. That concludes Module 4 with some ideas on how to convert your text into graphics.